With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's not about pest control, but the biotech plant propagation company Phytelligence may feel like they've built a better mousetrap. CEO Ken Hunt says Phytelligence was founded in 2012 by Washington State University ag professor Amit Dhingra after he discovered that apple growers had unmet needs.
There's a tremendous shortage of materials in the space. We can't get our hands on enough rootstock. We can't get our hands on enough buds of desirable varieties that we can graft to the rootstock to grow trees.
Hunt says some of the problems came even after they got the needed rootstocks.
A lot of times when we do get an order in finally, you know, after all the shortage, there are mix-ups in the deliveries. So we don't get the right trees shipped to us. There's mortality rates from bare root, from trees having to be transplanted frequently. There's mortality from disease and virus and all those sorts of things.
And Hunt says that's when the light bulb over Dhingra's head came on.
And so he went back to the lab and really dusted off the decades-old technology of tissue culture and realized that originally tissue culture, the state of the art at the time, was really developed for tobacco, but apples are not tobacco, and systematically went about customizing tissue culture protocols for not just all apples, but every single variety of apple and rootstock.
Listen tomorrow for more on this exciting micropropagation technology and this growing company. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's announce the winner of the American Fruit Grower and Western Fruit Grower Apple Grower of the Year Award, sponsored by Valent.
Drumroll, please. This year's award goes to both Judy and Philip Schwalier of Sparta, Michigan, both coming from apple-growing families.
They have a farm and market called Schwalier's Country Basket, and they even have an apiary.
We love to talk about bees on Fruit Bites. Yes, the farm market was started back in 1989 as a picnic table under a tree, and it's grown to about 200,000 visitors a year.
Judy and Phil are the third husband-wife team to win, and it seems to be quite a family affair with four children and five grandchildren getting involved.
This dynamic duo and family have a mission to preserve research, education, and allow people to experience their farm firsthand. They'll be presented the award this week at the U.S. Apple Association's Apple Crop Outlook and Marketing Conference in Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.